views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to thrive? It is time to take action. Hello, everyone. This is Jen, and you are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. What is the result of thriving? Body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Tune in to hear about these elements and the scientifically and spiritually proven action steps to stand in confidence, love from within, be unstoppable in fulfilling your dreams, and create synchronicity so you can flow toward abundance and love. Hear real stories that will inspire you to take action today and be a catalyst for positive change in this world through creating your own Thrive life. Let's do this. Feel empowered and ignite your soul with Thrive by Jen Radio starting now.
Hey, hey, good morning, everyone. This is Jen Zellup on Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm super excited to be with you this Monday. Boy, these Mondays come fast. It's October 1st, and this year's going fast. It's I was just having this conversation with the producer, Carter, that as you get older, time goes by just that much faster. So for our folks listening that, you know, are in their 20s and 30s, before you know it, you're going to be like me, almost 50, and where this time goes by super fast. So relish in it. Take every moment. Do not take it for granted. Last week, I'm excited to bring this to talk about what we're going to talk about today, because it's kind of a continuation from last week. Last week, we chatted about breakthroughs. We chatted about breakthroughs in your life. And, you know, the cool thing that I always love is that when, even if it's one person, it's a snowball effect, right? So I had a friend reach out to me on Friday, and she said, you know, she was ready for her own breakthrough. So we went through the steps Friday evening. We walked through the steps that I took you through last show, which were vision, right? The outcome. What's the outcome? Writing what it looks like. Our whys. Why do we want it? Our action steps. Our self-talk and our affirmations. And our prayer, you know, bringing God into our circumstances, bringing God into the situation, what we're going to focus on, right? Focus on the outcome, focus on all the positive, focus on achieving, focus on who we are, who we're going to become. And then I got this awesome message this morning. Now, we did this on Friday, and she dedicated herself on Saturday, took the time out to go through this. And she got a call over the weekend that fit right in alignment with her new vision. So I thought that was pretty amazing. And that's how quick it can happen. That's how quick it can happen. It's just so amazing. So I wanted to take you, it's not the next step. It's just things that we can do in addition to. And this week we're going to talk about what we should stop doing and what we should start doing. And again, it's about living your Thrive life. So I say your Thrive life because I want everybody to take the moment to ask yourself, what do you want from your day, right? Because days lead into weeks, weeks lead into months, months lead into years, lead into your life, right? That's what our life is all about. That's what it's made up of, moments, right? Moment to moment. So ask yourself what, you know, if you went through writing your vision and your action steps and the steps that we talked about last week, then you know what you want your Thrive life to look like. That's your picture, right? And there are some things that stop us, that slow us down a bit, and there are some things that we can do to help the process along and help our attitude. That kind of goes into what we've spoken about, mind fulfillment, right? Is our belief, it's our attitude. So I want to break that down today into stopping and starting based on body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. And this goes back to what I shared with you on one of our original shows, is that it's our flesh decisions, right? It's our free will choices. So we have a free will choice to act a certain way. We have a free will choice to think a certain way. So I want to take you through those steps today, the stops and the starts that will just help with those breakthroughs and creating that thrive life. And I want you guys to ask yourself, you know, right now, your thrive life, what are you doing? Are you living from task to task? Are you living from chore to chore? Some people call them chores. Are you just living day to day and not really having an input, not really having a say what goes on in your day, how it takes place? That's creativity. That's creation. So my goal for you today is to take these stops and starts, start bringing them into your life. I always like to leave you with actions. I always like to leave you with something tangible to take and start doing. That's what I love about it's a trait of mine. It's something I look for. I seek. If I hear about growing, I'm like, okay, well, share with me how. What can I do today? What can I do differently? And I'm careful not to get caught up on where we get caught up on the whole all or nothing. This isn't about all or nothing. When you see this, when you hear the stops and the starts, this isn't about listing out all the stops and saying, okay, I'm going to stop all of these today, and listing all the starts and saying, okay, I'm going to start all of these today. And then when the world starts to collide and we fall back into old patterns, we just tend to throw our hands up and just say, nah, this isn't for me. Just stick with it. Don't do everything all at once. I love for my own life a little bit at a time. Inch by inch makes it a cinch. If I can just do a little bit at a time and bring in, I like to call it crowding out. I crowd out patterns and behaviors that don't serve my outcomes, and I bring in those patterns and behaviors that do. So let's get started, because I'm super excited about this, because I think we're going to have, this is really going to lead to some more breakthroughs. And please, I'd love to hear, if you go to my Facebook page, Jen Zellup, you can post there. I want to hear about your breakthroughs. I want to hear about your visions. I want to hear about your wants, your desires. What's your thrive life? How do you define your thrive life? It's so personal. You know, what makes one person thrive? It's not for another person, and that's okay. And that's, we're all made different. Can you imagine if we lived in a world where we're all the same? It just wouldn't be as exciting. So, all right, let's kick this off. I'm going to break this down, and we're going to kick off with body confidence. Body confidence, remember, it's about our abilities, right? It's about what our body can do. It's about having that confidence, right? What is that? That's a belief. That's a belief about, we focus on what our body can do, what we're becoming, what we're growing into. It's I like to use working out and eating as, just because they're so tangible. There's something that we can see and experience and feel. So it's, if we're not eating how we want to be eating today, then we're moving into what our goals are, how we do want to be eating. But we focus on making those new changes. We focus on doing things differently. We focus on the foods that can help us versus focusing on beating ourselves up for everything that we've done from the past 20 years until today. Okay, so body confidence is about that confidence in your abilities today, where we're going, what we want to achieve, what we're growing into. So I want to kick off. I've separated these more so than the others in mind fulfillment and soul synchronicity. We kind of overlap a lot with the stops and the starts. I've separated them a little bit with the body. So let's kick off with the stops. So stop number one, let's stop eating so much sugar, especially high fructose corn syrup. I've gotten down to the basics here for my background. So much of my background involves nutrition. And I could do an entire show on sugar and high fructose corn syrup. I don't want to spend so much time there just because it's a topic that's been out there a lot. We know a lot about it. We know what we should and shouldn't do. And I would love for you to include on your vision, on your physical vision, on the outcome that you want, that there's less sugar in your life. There's a whole host of diseases that it's been linked to. It's the way we feel. We get tired. We get lethargic. I'm not saying that you don't have the birthday cake. I'm not saying that there aren't indulgences, but there is. It's a moment for us to evaluate and look in our day just how much sugar we're including, and especially that high fructose corn syrup. So I just, just take an inventory. Go through your refrigerator. Go through your day. Write down. Here's a great suggestion. Just write down for a few days what you're eating and just look at it. This isn't for you to beat yourself up. This is just an exploring. This is an exploration activity. That's all it is. You would be shocked. I mean, again, I've been in nutrition for 25 years. I forget day to day what I eat. So what I'll tend to do is once every few weeks, I'm not reaching my outcome, if I'm not reaching my goals, or if I tend to be a little bit more tired than I should be, I write down what I have. I write down what I eat and I just look at it. I do every few days. I'll see, okay, these are the adjustments I need to make. Let me change that. Let me do this. And then, and again, just exploration, just information. The next thing I want you to stop doing is being so sedentary. So I want you to think, if you're in an office, ask your boss for a stand-up desk. They're super inexpensive. Stand-up desks, walking around, taking the stairs between floors, just getting up in between projects. Maybe even if you're on the phone, if you're in a meeting, stand up. Take your calls standing up. Take your calls pacing. Get a headset. You can hook your headset up into your phone. It's a very minor expense for a huge health benefit. Just invest the money, get that headset. And then when you're taking calls, you're pacing, you're walking around your office, but you're moving around. Makes a huge, huge difference. Huge difference. When we get back, we're going to take a short break. I'm going to go back into body confidence. What I'd love you to do is visit my website, jenniferzelop.com. Sign up for our newsletter. You sign up for our newsletter, I get an alert. And then what's awesome is we can schedule a chat to go over your visions, talk about some breakthroughs, and it'd be a great way for me to help and to get to know you better. So we'll return after this.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. We were just talking about things that we can stop and start based on helping us achieve our thrive life. So where we left off was body confidence. We talked about stopping sugar, so much sugar, especially high fructose corn syrup, being sedentary, and just some things that we can do. And a big thing here, And again, I'm covering three or four things for this because I feel that they're big enough that it would take a bit for us to get this going in our life. So the next thing that I would love to see you stop is worrying so much. Worry and stress. Worry is stress. So I'm not sure if everybody, you know, I think another exploration for you to do in your life is to see what is causing you stress and what you, because I think stress has become a very generic term, and it's more if you say to somebody, hey, how are you feeling today? And they say stressed, or how are you feeling today? Busy, you know, and busy is equated with stress. So I think it's important for you to see what is behind that. So then that's the area that you can focus on, because when we don't know, right, we don't know what we don't know. And so just saying, you know, I'm stressed, then we're kind of walking around where, I don't know, we just shrug it off, and we seem like it's just something that we can't do anything about. So take an inventory. And for me, my stress is from worry. You know, when I am, and worry is one of those things that, my gosh, we worry about things that don't even happen. It's just, they don't happen. You know, we have this forward, at least me in the past, I've had this forward thinking about things, like I would even justify it. I would call it, like, you know, justified thinking or justified planning, that, what I focus on now and what my forward thinking is are my visions. I focus on what I want the outcome to be. So worry has diminished considerably. If you go to jenniferzelop.com and go to my blogs, I've written a lot about worry. And I think it's an awesome, awesome thing for you to start chipping away at and have an outcome of eliminating worry from your life. So between stress and worry and being sedentary, you know, there's reports out there now that this is considered the new smoking lifestyle, that what's happening to our bodies is not good. It's not good what's happening. So let's just recap quickly. Sugar, high fructose corn syrup, sedentary lifestyle, and worry. Worry, which equates to our stress. So big enough that I only wanted to cover those for us to stop. Let's talk about what we're going to start. I start with sleep. Sleep. You know, start sleeping. Sleep is so important. That's where we recover. That's where our body is. That's when I don't know if you could have a disconnection between you and your body looks forward to that moment of sleep where it can restore and recover. So sleep is so, so important. So just some quick things you could do, you know, set a time that's it. Lights out, shut down. Sometimes for me, like I need it to be, you know, if lights out, for instance, are at 11 o'clock, my wind down has to start at 10:30 because I just find, you know, just kind of like a way for me to wind down is just doing little things around the house. Your wake time. I've moved to a wake time happening where it's very close, 7 days a week. That was a big thing for me that I found helped me a lot in, you know, I'd go to sleep the same time every night and I would wake up the same time every morning. It helped a lot with waking up in the middle of the night. It helped a lot with feeling lethargic. There's a huge amount of energy that I have now. So maybe just something you could start doing. Let's go back to eating for a second. Start eating smaller meals throughout the day where it's not three huge meals or having too much time in between meals. Sometimes I've found with all the clients I've coached over 25 years that longer than four and a half hours, we start to have those blood sugar swings. We start to get a little frenzied in our eating. We get mood swings. So I found like the 3 hour, 3.5 hour mark seems to be that magic time of a great balanced state of energy. Something that I wanted to share with you today is my philosophy that I've coached on for a long time. I call it the 80-20 philosophy, the 80-20 rule. So what I do is 80% of your meals are clean and balanced. And what I mean by that are, you know, lean meats, lean proteins, lean vegan proteins, if you're a vegan, if you're a vegetarian, healthier grains, great amount of vegetables. So what I mean by 80% of the time is I've logged my food for say 1 or 2 weeks and I see my eating patterns in my times and how many times a day I eat. So then what I do is I take 80% of that number. So for me, I usually eat around 5-6 times a day. So let's just say 5. So 5 times 7 is 35 meals. 80% of those 35 meals are clean and 20% for me are considered, they're not considered indulgences versus, you know, like, let's just say Saturday morning, you want to have, you know, waffles with the kids. You make waffles with the kids. I'll have a waffle and my egg whites. So I keep it kind of cleaner. And then usually one meal on the weekend is something where there's a bigger indulgence. So whatever it is for your family. For us, it's usually dessert, ice cream, or maybe it's pizza night. And then in season, let's just say in the summertime where we tend to have, you know, less, we have more skin showing, whether it be tank tops, bathing suits, shorts, then I take it down to 90-10. So 90% of my meals are clean and 10% tend to be a little bit, you know, less thought out. So this carries me throughout the year. So I'm never really on a diet. It's a lifestyle. It's simple. It's just no thinking, no thought process. Just something I've been doing for years and 100% has worked and worked really well for me and thousands of my clients. Exercise. We need to move. And this is easy. You don't necessarily need to join a gym. We can do this walking outside, hiking, biking, moving. Something though I want you to start bringing into your life is getting, using the body weight, getting those muscles stimulated. So for instance, if you're just going to go for a walk, then maybe make a game every 50 feet, stop and do 10 push-ups. every 50 feet, stop and do 10 squats. Every 50 feet, stop and do 10 walking lunges. Those are all things that can be found easily accessible, through a YouTube video to see proper form. But it's about incorporating muscles, body weight, getting that stimulation in the muscles. We need that, especially as we age. It holds us up. It keeps us flexible. It keeps us moving, keeps us strong. It helps to do with bone density. There's so many benefits to it. So, but again, too, we don't have to be, you don't need a gym membership. You certainly can do this in a gym, but it's, again, it's just something that you can do if you like to go for a walk. You know, if you go for hikes, pick a steeper hill. If you're just walking around your neighborhood, I like to pick like every white house. I do, 20 squat jumps. Every red house, I do 5 push-ups. So very, very simple, easy things to do. And finally, start appreciating your body. This is huge in body confidence. Just appreciate, our bodies are amazing. This isn't about always what size we are, what jeans we have on. It's just, it's just appreciation. Our body is the temple that we've been given to, it's borrowed, our time on this earth is short. It's very short. And our bodies are borrowed. They're really, it's a God's temple for us to take care of. So I just want to share with you 3 biblical principles that I've brought into my life that have helped me. The first is Isaiah 43:7. And one of our purposes in life is to glorify God. So taking care of our bodies does that. So a way for me, like I talked about at the beginning of the show, I said, are you living task by task each day? And for me, what I love to do is live glory by glory. So every moment that I'm engaged in, is it something, am I giving praise to God? Am I doing something that is loving and wonderful and taking care of my body and giving and nurturing? And it could be taking a nap, napping is nurturing. You're taking care of yourself. So it's something that, it's a motivator for me. It's, again, living glory to glory. And especially 1 Corinthians 6:19, our body is his temple. This is borrowed, and I've seen it firsthand. When someone leaves this earthly plane that we're on, our body is just our body, and we don't take that with us. And lastly, our body is God's handiwork. And if we're taking care of it, think about how much easier it is for us to do the things that we've been called to do. Think about the amount of energy that you could have. Think about the flexibility, the drive, the wanting to wake up, the bouncing out of bed. Taking care of your body so you can accomplish so much more, so you can accomplish those visions that you have, those dreams that you have. We're going to take a short break, and when we get back, we're going to go into mind fulfillment. This is Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com. Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home
Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light Integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio. I'm Jen, and we were just finishing up body confidence and starts and stops. So now we're going to go into mind fulfillment, and we've chatted about mind fulfillment at Thrive by Jen Radio. We define it as a mindset, right? A belief, an attitude that we have. Fulfillment is about internal, not external, and that's an important point because we become more externally focused and we're not going to get fulfilled that way. So this is all about from within. It's why people can have so much and not feel fulfilled, and people can have so little and feel extremely fulfilled. So I want to, in continuing with our stop and start chat, I want to combine the two a little bit, and In mind fulfillment, we're going to stop looking for happiness. And when I say happiness, I really mean contentment. So happiness, again, is, I feel like it's one of those words like stress, like it's become a word that I've misused the word happy and what it really means. Now I understand what it means for me. So it's really about contentment. So contentment means being satisfied. So being satisfied in all of our life, wherever we are, whatever point we're at, and that's important, right? Because that's about letting go what's happened in the past and looking forward to what's to come in the future. And focusing on those visions that we have, on those outcomes, right? Okay, so what we're going to stop doing is stop making about so much about external sources. So what's a good activity that you can do? Well, start paying attention in your day when you're concerned about what people think about you. If you're concerned about what you're wearing, what people will think about what you're wearing. Again, focus on those outside sources, those external sources. How does what you are wearing make you feel, right? The outfit that you're wearing, the behavior that you're doing, Does it make you feel good? Or does it make you feel uneasy? Does it make you feel uncomfortable? Do you not like how you've behaved? I've behaved ways in the past that I was not proud of my behavior. And I've done it whether I did it to externally not be nice, to externally get approval from someone. I mean, the list is endless externally, what you can find, you know what I mean, to justify a behavior. But it made me feel awful. And so now by turning that within, I can really hone in and connect with those feelings, those behaviors that make me feel good, that's focusing on my outcome. So stopping, you know, looking for those external, start focusing on having a better attitude. Do you wake up and dread what's in front of you, or do you wake up and get excited about the day? If you're dreading about your day, stop doing that. Then we need to change that focus. That goes back to last week's show when we talked about focus or those affirmations, that self-talk. Have a few. If you're a person who you're struggling right now with what's going on in your life, make the affirmations about that, about moving you towards a better attitude about it, a more hopeful attitude about it. So it's funny. My dogs sleep with me. And what I've done to help me just kick off the morning is I take 5 minutes, and it's just 5 minutes where we just do morning snuggles. Like, you know, there's nothing better for me. I know there's cat people out there. I've had cats, but for right now I have my dogs, but they have so much, you know, love, and it's a great way. It's a great mood shifter. So just create something for you that works for you to get you to start approaching the day with a better attitude, a better mindset, right? A better feeling of contentment. I want you to start focusing on the action steps that you've created back from your outcomes. That should be a huge start. Stop letting life just happen. It just, you can be a creative element, a creative force in your own life. That's what we're about. That's what we're about. That's connecting with the creator. This is hand in hand. This is, you can create the life that you desire. Create your thrive life. What does that look like? Start doing that. Stop just letting life pass you by. Mindset fulfillment is about our behaviors impacting our thoughts, impacting our behaviors, and then our behaviors, right, impacting our life. So if our thoughts and our attitude, our beliefs, right, cause us to have a certain behavior. So these stops and starts are a point for us to then impact that behavior, which in turn impacts the life that you're creating. And it's such a powerful, I love that understanding that I am an intricate part of what I experience. That's very powerful. It's extremely powerful. Stop using your tongue for negativity. It's huge. Start doing good with it. Start complimenting people. Start complimenting yourself. Start speaking words of encouragement. It amazes me now what's coming out of some people's mouths. It's so hurtful. It's so hurtful. And yeah, I've done it too. And there are days when I do it and I take a step back. I gotta check myself. I say like, nope, I don't like the way that made me feel. I don't like the way that made that person feel. That wasn't nice. Start using your words for kindness. Start raising people up. Start raising yourself up. It goes so far. The tongue is connected to the heart. So what's in your heart flows out the tongue. So it's a great check. It's a great check and balance. If you know, we can all have, you know, nasty words that we say, and you stop yourself and you say to yourself, is that really what's in my heart? Is that in my heart right now? Because then we can look inside and we can say like, yeah, like I don't like that. Like I need to reevaluate that. I need to make some adjustments. And if you need to say you're sorry to the person, then you say you're sorry to the person. If you need to forgive yourself, forgive yourself. And that's okay. But the tongue is so powerful. It's so powerful. You know, this is super powerful for me with scripture, because we're such spiritual beings, and we'll talk about that when we get to soul synchronicity, but we start to understand just how much energy is flowing in us and how much we're connected to the Creator. So it's in Matthew 12:34, which is one of my favorites. For out of the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. So that's why, for me personally, if something is flowing out of my mouth that I dislike the way it sounds, I check my heart. I go back to my heart and see what's inside. Maybe I need to let something go. Maybe I have anger about something that's completely unrelated. You know, maybe I took it out on my friend, but it's a situation that had to do with maybe me and my child, and unrelated to my friend, but that's who I took it out on. I need to check that, right? And use my words for lifting up, for more helpful, for being helpful. I love Proverbs 15:4. The soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue curses the spirit. We can literally curse the spirits of other people with the words we use. Why? We can also lift up the spirits of others by the words we use, which is so beautiful. I mean, if we started doing that, do you think then maybe we'd have this snowball effect in our own life where, I don't know, maybe we would sleep better? I mean, I think it's a great inventory to take. Are you not sleeping well because of what's coming out of your mouth, because of what's in your heart? Are you tired during the day because it's an energy drain because of what's coming out of your mouth or what's in your heart? It's amazing how we're connected. We're connected to each other, right? Our whole beings are connected within each other. So important. It's so important to stop having so much negativity running through you and start with having that better attitude, just more positive beliefs. And those beliefs will come from those I am statements that we talked about last week. So this is all connected. This is all connected. When we get back, we're going to take a short break. And when we get back, we're going to finish up with soul synchronicity. And again, I would love for you to stop by my Facebook page, Jen Zellup. And I would love to hear about your breakthroughs, about what makes your life thrive. And also visit my website, jenniferzellup.com, and reach out to me. We'll be back shortly.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio. I'm Jen, and I'm excited to finish up our chat with soul synchronicity and starts and stops in achieving our Thrive life. Now, I love soul synchronicity. That's probably my favorite part, just because we're such spiritual beings. You know, soul synchronicity for our Thrive purposes is about being in synchronicity with our spirit. So I want to dive right in so we can chat about what we should start doing and stop doing so we can create our Thrive life. Start having faith. Stop always looking for proof. You know, it's interesting. I just want you to believe. Just believe. Just have faith. Just have that belief. You know, where you're focused, you're thinking, you're dreaming, you're believing all about those outcomes that you want to see happen. And just believe that they will. Just have faith. You know, and speaking to my friend, it was pretty cool. So I shared in the beginning of the program that we chatted Friday night, and that was part of our conversation. I said to her, just have faith. That it's going to happen, that it will happen. And for me, and again, I always speak by my testimony and what I've been through and what I've experienced, because I never want to speak for someone else and what your feelings are. I've only lived through mine. And in the past, I have looked for proof. I'm like, I want proof. I want evidence. And when that doesn't come, because I've been so impatient, and I stop, I give up, I throw in the towel, and it's so much sooner. I quit so much sooner than I should, or I quit when I'm that close. One of my favorite books, everyone talks about Think and Grow Rich, which I love for the philosophies in it, but also there's 3 feet from gold, where someone stopped 3 feet. There was just 3 feet, 3 feet left, and the life completely would have been different. So we give up so quickly, but in the past, I've blamed myself. Like I've acted as if I didn't have it in me, but I do. It wasn't that. I was just being impatient. It was just about patience. I was selling myself short on ability when I had the ability. I just wasn't being patient about it. So start having faith and stop being so impatient. Stop wanting proof. The proof will come. If you look at your life and all the wonderful blessings and all the wonderful things, that's proof. Even the hardships for me, I've been through some pretty tough situations. And they were still all blessings because of what I came out with, what I grew into. So start having faith. Start believing. Stop always looking for that proof. Have faith in God. Have faith in yourself. Have belief in your children. Have that faith. You have dreams. You have goals. You can do this. Start making your free will choices that move you toward your outcomes. Stop sabotaging yourself. You have your action steps. They're right there. They're written down. Start doing them. That's part of your strategic plan. That's part of your roadmap. Start doing it. Now, I completely have days where, I'll be honest with you, I have days where I check out. I don't work on action plans. I don't do action steps. Maybe I nap. Maybe I, you know, watch something silly on TV. And that's cool. And then it's like a brain reset. It's like a heart reset for me. And that's it. The next day, I'm back up. And I use those free will choices to move me towards my outcomes. I want you to do that too. It's so amazing what happens. You start creating this thrive life. I want you to let go and I want you to let God. I want you to let go and let be. Just release, let go. You have out there, you put it out there. If you're talking about your outcomes, if you're doing your action steps, let everything happen behind the scenes. It's happening. I just need you to work on that vision, to work on that outcome, to put it out there, to work on the action steps. It'll come together. Be kind. Start being kind. Start living to add value to the world. Start living to love yourself and to love others. Even if you do it for your most selfish reason, which is you, because I believe a better you makes a better world. So if you start being that way with yourself, then in turn, you could be that way with other people. But you'll start to see this transformation within yourself. You'll start to see this transformation within your world. You know, one of the things that I hear a lot is people are like, well, they're just lucky. They're lucky. It's not being luck. It's not luck. It's being blessed. It's doing all these starts. And it's stopping these other things. Starting to line up creativeness in your life, starting to get that soul synchronicity. You're starting to be one with the creator. You're starting to live that way, to function that way. God wants us to have abundance and blessings and love. So let's start doing these things and let's start creating that thrive life of ours. Stop worrying. We talked about this in body confidence, but again, stop worrying. Stop worrying. In most situations, we worry about things that will never happen. Don't have those thoughts take over your time and energy. It's such a time waste. That was me. I really have transformed a lot in the area of worry. And if you want to reach out to me because I would love to chat with you because it was huge for me. It took up so much time. I could waste 2 hours at my desk worrying about things that never happened. And I just finally got tired of it. Stop doubting. Stop living in fear. Stop controlling. Stop comparing. Stop thinking things should be fair. Those are all things that drain us. We can't compare. Our journeys are so different. We're all so different. Different behind the scenes, different environments, different purposes. so different. Support others. Start supporting others. Instead of comparing yourself to someone, start supporting them and watch that positiveness come through you. Watch what it does in your life. I'm sharing these things with you for you because I know when we, you know, if you're happy, if you're thriving, if you're content, you're putting that energy out into this world. But it starts with you. It starts with you. And that's such a powerful, powerful thing. It's just that it goes back to that powerfulness of that we can be that creative being. So please, so stop and start. Why? Because I don't want you to be held back anymore. I want you to catapult forward into you creating your thrive life. And this can happen. I've seen it happen with me. I've seen it happen with thousands of clients through the years. I saw it happen Friday night with a friend. So this happens. This is real. I would love for you to reach out to me on my Facebook page, Jen Zellup. We're going to wrap up this beautiful radio session today and we'll meet back next week. But please reach out to me, Jen Zellup on Facebook. Find me on my personal page, on the business page, which you can post on. Reach out at jenniferzellup.com. Visit our coaching section. You can also sign up for the newsletter and receive a chat with me. And we can talk about those breakthroughs in creating your thrive life. I'm so happy to be with you here this week. And I look forward to next week, Thrive by Jen Radio. Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, as Jen shares the action steps and real stories from people throughout the country that will ignite you to stand in confidence, love from within, and be unstoppable at fulfilling your dreams. For more information, podcast downloads, and to connect with Jen, visit jenniferzellup.com.